It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gamers and watch lovers, stay frosty. We've got covert intel. Movement, the official timekeeper of the highly anticipated Call of Duty Black Ops 6, is releasing a special edition Black Ops 6 watch and accessory collaboration. Bring the aesthetics of the Black Ops 6 story straight to your wrist and wardrobe. It even arrives with custom packaging and a free gift. Shop the exclusive special edition collaboration at MVMT.com/BO6. That's MVMT.com/BO6.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Thousands of Washington Post readers have canceled their subscriptions after the newspaper announced it would not endorse a presidential candidate. The publisher says it's, quote, returning to our roots of not endorsing presidential candidates. Before 1976, the Post did not typically endorse candidates. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that an editorial was already in the works endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris. Critics claim the decision was made over fears of retribution from former President Trump.
And when she says thousands of people have canceled their subscription to the Washington Post, let me clarify that. She means more than 250,000 people canceled their subscriptions, revolting over the fact that the Washington Post has decided to not endorse Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, the Washington Post is not the only newspaper that in every other pretty much election year, they would endorse a candidate, typically the Democratic candidate. They did in 2020, Joe Biden. And then all of a sudden, they're not endorsing Kamala Harris. The LA Times is included in that. Like I mentioned, the Washington Post, USA Today, Minnesota Star Tribune, the Des Moines Register. I could go on. The Tampa Bay Times. What is going on?
What is going on is that you've got these organizations that realize how bad of a candidate Kamala Harris is.
Well,
my guess is, and tell me if I'm wrong here, the last time they endorsed, when they first started endorsing a candidate, was 1976. Have they ever endorsed a Republican?
I was going to say, I don't know that they ever have.
So my guess is that election cycle would have been Jimmy Carter. They probably endorsed Jimmy Carter that year and just started right on down the line with, you know, Walter Mondale and whoever else was running after that as the Democratic candidate. And this year, for the first time, they're not endorsing because she's so bad. It has nothing to do with them fearing retribution from Donald Trump.
No.
Because if she wins, what power does he have anyway? And if she doesn't win, he has no record of suppressing media. When he got president last time.
Right. This doesn't say anything about Donald Trump because we all knew that these papers wouldn't endorse Trump. It says everything about the fact that they're not endorsing Kamala Harris. Now, the question I want to pose is, should these papers even be endorsing in the first place? I personally think it's ridiculous. I understand that a lot of them try to separate it and say, well, this is an editorial and da-da-da. No, I don't think these are supposed to be objective newspapers.
But they bought the farm a long time ago.
Well, but I don't understand why this idea of endorsements for political candidates ever started in the first place. I think it's silly, and I think for them to sit there and want to say that they're objective and they're going to tell both sides, but we already know that they've already, you know, publicly endorsed, I guess 4 years ago would have been Joe Biden. How are you expecting us to read an article and think, yeah, that was it. That was fair to both candidates.
It's a joke, and it has been for a long time, and here's why. Because in the 1960s, all the people that are now leading these news organizations all wanted to get into journalism because they were activists and they wanted to make a difference. Boy, have they made a difference. You could certainly say that. And when they got into these big newspapers, they created these editorial boards because they wanted to say that the editorial board's opinion was separate from their hard news journalists who went out and worked every day. TV stations could never get away with that, right? A TV station has reporters on the air covering stories, but the general manager doesn't go out and endorse political candidates one way or the other.
Right.
It was basically the influence of the owner on the editorial board, who's a hard lefty, pushing lefty candidates for the New York Times and the L.A. Times and, you know, the Detroit Free Press. And all the way down the line, this was just a vessel for the left to use to push their far left progressive candidates in every election. In this particular case, starting in 1976, some of them started earlier than that. The fact that they're so disgruntled with Kamala Harris, they know what a horrible candidate she is, speaks volumes here. They're not the first newspaper to do this, right?
Right. I mean, like I mentioned, there's a bunch of newspapers that have done this. New York Times, the LA Times, a lot of these
unheard of.
Right. So YouGov conducted this poll on October 29th asking people if they think these newspapers should be endorsing political candidates. They surveyed about 6,000, just over 6,000 people. And of those people, 47% believe newspapers should not back a presidential candidate. 28% said they should. And 25% said they were unsure. This should not surprise you at all. More Democrats than Republicans said newspapers should endorse candidates. You think? I wonder why.
Because they think it's going to help their candidates, their liberal candidates get elected.
Right.
There's so much more to this. They're trying to blame it on the owners or this owner or that owner. Bezos is a hard lefty.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way he's influencing against endorsing a left-wing liberal candidate, except that he realizes, as somebody who started a small business and carried it to great things, that America can't survive under the policies of Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Can't.
You know, I think this whole idea of people podcasting and being their own journalists, starting YouTube channels is interesting because it's really shaken up the media landscape, if you will, because think about what just happened with Joe Rogan. Okay, so Joe Rogan interviews Donald Trump for a 3-hour interview. Then he interviews J.D. Vance for a 3-hour interview. Kamala Harris, the current vice president of the United States, agrees, I guess, reluctantly to an interview with him, but says, well, here are my terms. You have to come to me and it's only going to be an hour, not 3 hours like you're requesting. And Joe Rogan, the guy who used to host Fear Factor, is now so popular that he can tell the vice president of the United States no, because the reality is she needs his followers more than he needs her.
Wow.
Isn't that wild that that's what we've come to, that these podcasters have so much power and these candidates need their followers?
They do.
That's the audience they're trying to reach. We know Kamala is desperate to get the male vote.
I think, Carl, I can't play it from over here, but we have that Rogan soundbite in the day file today near the bottom there. Rogan and Kamala on why she chose to skip his show. Can you play that for me? Oh. Sorry. I surprised Carl with that. We're having trouble getting my computer to play. Maybe it's because it's too cold in here. My computer is clammed up and won't play anything.
I would blame it elsewhere, but okay.
You could look at this and you say, oh, you're being a diva. But she had an opportunity to come here when she was in Texas, and I literally gave them an open invitation. I said, anytime. I said, if she's done at 10 o'clock, we'll come here at 10 o'clock. Mm. I'll do it at 9 in the morning. I'll do it at 10 p.m. I'll do it at midnight. She's up. She wants to, you know, drink a Red Bull.
Again, she needs him more than he needs her. So he ultimately, the former host of Fear Factor, has more power than the vice president in this case. I think that's very fascinating.
Yeah.
He can dictate it like, nope, you're coming to me.
I would agree with that completely. It's the Rogan impact is going to be huge in this case. Just like I think the Elon Musk impact is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
The freewheeling hour and a half or hour and 45 minutes Elon Musk did with Donald Trump. The 3-hour interview, the Vance stuff with Rogan was outstanding. And I mean, they just had a bro moment, I think, like a bromance.
A bromance,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think they did.
You can cover topics that you don't have time to cover in a traditional interview, right? Like 60 minutes, you know, you've got to hit the key topics like immigration, the economy, abortion, all those things that are driving the Americans to the polls, right? You don't have time to talk about windmills in the ocean that are affecting whales. Like, you just don't have the time to talk about that. And so I think really what these podcasts, these longer form interviews do is it personalizes them, right? It's easy to look at them as just this political figure, and you see them with their talking points. And I think it's nice to see more of their personality coming out when they're doing these, in this case, 3-hour interviews.
Well, and plus it shows your ability to sit down and have a conversation for 3 hours.
Well, and that's why Kamala Harris won't do it, because there's no way she could do that. I don't think that she would feel confident enough going into an interview with Rogan, feeling like he could throw anything at her and she would be able to think on her feet and come up with some coherent answer.
That's impossible. That will never happen, I would venture to say.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.